Welcome to the Everyday Innovator Podcast for product managers, developers, and innovators. Your host is Chad McAllister, who gives you innovation training your customers will love you for. Get ready to take your career to the next level, for the doctor is in.
I have a great interview today to learn how AIPMM prepares product managers for success. You will find the show notes at theeverydayinnovator.com/035. This is Chad, your host. I greatly value what I learned from professional associations over the years about product management and so much more that I founded Product Innovation Educators, where I and other experts provide online training. Productinnovationeducators.com is the sponsor of this podcast. Hope you enjoy the interview. Hi, Everyday Innovators. I've used professional associations throughout my career to learn more about the skills I needed to be successful. One of those associations is AIPMM, the Association of International Product Marketing and Management, and I'm talking with the president of AIPMM, Therese Padilla. Therese, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I really have thought a lot of the association, and it's been useful for what I've learned more about product development, product management. When was AIPMM first founded?
The formal association itself was founded in August of 1998. So it's probably a couple of months before that I started having the idea for it, started putting together the paperwork, and then probably the final, it was August, I believe it was August 29th, to be honest with you. I remember our first little board meeting that we had, and we were in Monterey, California, and we had a nice, robust discussion about the idea. There was a lot of opinions of the people, and then went on, and then we had another meeting in the spring of 1999. That's where we really laid down sort of the guidelines and the mission of the association.
Yeah, some good history there, and right before the .com era, put together the professional association. What's your role at AIPMM? I introduced you as the president, but I'm not sure what, you know, kind of is under that umbrella.
Well, I pretty much am the chief bottle washer. I do pretty much everything. I have my hands in every area that I can. We have a very small staff, and what I do is I try to guide the vision of the association to say where we want to go. I also help in the day-to-day in terms of overseeing our membership, our content. We have a pretty heavily trafficked website, so we have a lot of content. I work with the partners, and we're always working on new ideas, and we have some new things coming up for members shortly, so that we'll be announcing.
Always new things. Can you share a little bit about where you want to be? You mentioned the association isn't where you wanted to be yet. What's that vision look like?
Well, we want to have more research and a lot more detail in how product management profession is used in organizations. And we've been spending a lot of time, much like the project that we'll probably get to here pretty shortly, which is the ProdBoc project. Mm-hmm. The ProdBoc is extended into much more research so that companies can look at how other companies do product management.
Some benchmarking type studies.
So much more marketing studies, much more research. Want to get a lot more detail there for the organizations that we serve.
Very good. So you mentioned the ProdBoc. So that's the guide to the product management and marketing body of knowledge. And for everyday innovators listening that want to know more about that, we dove into that in detail in episode 17 when I interviewed Greg Gressi, who is the editor-in-chief of that publication. And your association sponsored that. So AIPMM sponsored the development of that. And that was no small project, right? Creating this, really kind of getting our hands wrapped around the discipline of product management and marketing with 60 different authors, as I recall, that were involved in that. Why did you and the association see that as an important contribution to our discipline of product management?
So over the years, we had been mapping our organization to successful organizations, and we looked at a number of them, and we looked at what the common denominator was. And one of them was that any profession, regardless, now this didn't have anything to do with just being the association. This had to do with what is it our mission was, which was to advance the profession of product management. We wanted to be the support of anybody and any entity or any organization that was supporting product management. So that meant if we had to help other organizations, we would do that. Because we saw that the role of product management needed a definition, it needed guidance, and it needed a cohesive body of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the key that we saw was a thread among all of them. If we looked at very successful organizations like the Project Management Institute, what's key to their certification and is their body of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The PMBOK is the Bible, if you will, of a project manager, and it is the cornerstone of that organization. We looked at that. So the body of knowledge is not the guide. The body of knowledge is everything that has to do with product management, and that's what we were putting together. But you needed a guide for it. You needed the guide to say, here is the body of knowledge, and that was why we got involved in making sure that we had a really extensive guide that we would develop. Probably the next question would be, well, how did that all come to be? Well, we started first many years ago in putting together a team. It was a very small team of myself and a few others, including Steve Wells and Hector Del Castillo, who we met regularly, almost daily, hashing out and studying various frameworks, various pieces of data of different studies that were being done, different types of disciplines that were being done. And we took them all apart and we really tore apart frameworks. And we looked at everybody's framework from, again, Project Management Institute. We looked at the frameworks of the stage gate process and the NPDP process and what the PDMA was using as a framework for product management and how products were being designed. And we took them all and we did a gap analysis and we said, here is the framework, what it was missing. So we came up with the 7 phases, which were just simply putting into a picture what was already out there. We weren't trying to design anything new. We were trying to uncover what was already there. So as that framework became very clear to us, the idea that we needed to have a guide to all that body of knowledge and all that information became important. And so we then said we need to write the guide. We then came up with the outline. And then we said, okay, who's going to write this? And we said, well, it can't be one person. It cannot be a single individual because there's too many of those already. There's too many books that are single individuals and single individual point of view. There's all these different ideas. We need to put them together in a cohesive way. Not to mention, we believe that product management, business analysts, and project managers all have a common function in organizations in terms of providing value to the organization and providing value to the customer. Mm-hmm. Because adding that value to that product. So we said we wanted to include them in the process and what we were doing. We had a concept. And I had been on other topics talking to Greg Geraci about his book. He did a fantastic book that he had put out, and we were looking at it for different reasons. We were saying, hey, maybe there's some content in here that might make sense for us to tell people to read for preparing for the certification. Mm-hmm. Because that's another thing we do is we point people to these body of knowledges in these books and say these are really important and we've included them in our certification.
And before we dive into the certifications, I want to highlight a few important points that you've mentioned to make sure that don't go by in passing. A key one to me, so my background originally, I came to an understanding of what product management was even about, was through the PDMA Association, which I've talked about on other episodes. Was having already been involved in the Project Management Institute, I kind of figured, all professional groups somehow convey the body of knowledge, right? And the way PDMA does it is basically by pointing to a collection of authors and says, here are the people that are writing about product management and product development. And that constitutes, what one might call the body of knowledge. And I really appreciate what AIPMM did, especially through the ProdBoc, by not making a publication that was just yours. You pointed out earlier that the organization was set up to embrace all the other professional organizations out there and to really raise the discipline of product management and product marketing, and that this was a large effort, that you had 60 people involved in the creation of the standard, the ProdBoc, and it's not just a person's perspective. There are certainly other perspectives that could be brought into this, but it already has a pretty wide foundation, right? It's not just one person thinking about what product management and marketing management is like. I think that's a really important point.
That's right, because that's why that vision, that was our vision, was that it was bigger than just one organization and one person. Mm-hmm. It's really a combined effort. And as I said, we were talking separately to Greg Geraci about his book, and we found that he shared our vision. And he was the perfect person because he not only shared our vision, he was also doing that same thing. He was combining product management and project management and business analysts together. And he had those contacts and he had that, perspective. So he had the absolute, right vision that we had. And so we call it kismet. We call it, the way that when you have an idea that somebody else's, you'll meet those people that have a common idea. It's not uncommon that once you start to really crystallize your vision, you start to find other people who share that vision too.
Sure.
And so that's why when he came into the picture, it was clear. And it was the same with Steve Wells. He shared the vision of the framework. He's absolutely a steadfast a digger. He just goes in and digs at these things. And so he was adamant to get down to the bottom of what all these frameworks had in common and mapping them together. And so putting all those pieces together was very hard. And so he was the perfect person to shepherd the 60 people, and that was a monumental task for him to manage, but he did a great job, and it did take us 2 years. Even though we had the outline, we had the vision, getting those pieces together took 2 years.
And it's a very good publication, and I'm sure there'll be new additions in the future, but the ProdBoc does a great job of laying out what product management is about, providing some nice history to the discipline, where it came from, and then that seven-part model you talked about, the seven phases of going, how do we conceive an idea, do the planning, develop it, qualify it, launch it, deliver it, and then finally retire. Certainly a useful publication. And then you've built certification programs also to help people really get grounded in these concepts and then earn professional certification. And you're up to 5 of these now, right?
That's right. We have 5 of them.
Yeah. And it's another thing I appreciate about your association is that you're always adding to the body knowledge and keeping things kind of up to date, right? So you don't just have a certification that you've kind of let, go lapse there, but you keep updating things. And so let's walk through the certifications a little bit. Before we go into the specifics, I'm curious what you've heard from individuals or companies that are taking the training for the reasons to do so. Why are they interested in this?
Well, it varies. The idea for certification was one of the basic ideas from the beginning. And that was at the time when the association was founded and why it was founded. It wasn't just to have an organization where we could get together and commiserate, which that was part of it, you know, because why the association happened was I found that there wasn't a whole lot of information out there. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to other product managers, and many times I was talking to them in taxi cabs at various events, right? Like when one time I was in at Comdex, and I was in a cab with about four other different product managers from other areas that we were just sort of talking. Mm-hmm. And they were from different companies, and I found that we would ask each other questions about how to do something. And it occurred to me, and it was obvious that there needed to be some sort of way to share that. And you mentioned that, well, we were the beginning of the .com era. Well, the idea was, I thought, geez, with the ability to share information online, and, you know, I was a very big CompuServe user. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I knew the value of sharing data back and forth. So, and I was always looking for ways to share data. So I thought this was a fabulous way to share information if you had some sort of, even if it's just a commiseration, a Lonely Hearts Club, if you will, for product managers to come and say, hey, I need some help. How do I do this? How do I do that? Because many times they didn't know how to do something.
Right.
You know, that was pretty much why you needed a organization to put together the body of knowledge, because there just wasn't anything out there. Now there's tons of books, and it's wonderful. I mean, just the proliferation of books. But you still need to have some sort of cohesive, you know, way that you look at them. And that's still the missing thing for some people.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
How to put all these pieces together. So I went off a little bit on that, but about certification. But certification was important too, because hiring managers were saying things like, I want to hire a product manager, but they need to have 7 years experience in this particular domain. And I would argue and say, no, you don't need the domain. You need the skill set. The skill set is what's important. The domain information can be learned. And the very important thing is you have a ton of domain experience in your company already, but you don't have the skill set that's needed for the product management. So the certification was to sort of basically prove that point, that you could take somebody without the domain experience, but as long as they had the product management skill set. And what that was is what we put into the first and second certification was basic certified product manager and certified product marketing manager. And we combined those in the beginning. You know, we had the dual, or we had it separate, because that was the core. That was the core of, if you know this, you can be a good product manager anywhere. So it answers the question, why, well, what do companies want that for? Well, because they need to validate the skill set. And why would an individual? They needed it to prove they could validate, they had that skill set. They used it as a tool. Does it guarantee anything? No. But does it tell people, look, I care enough about what I'm doing to show you that I've got the skills and I've been validated for those skills.
Right. You've gotten grounded in the concepts, and you have a very good understanding of what takes place when developing and managing a product.
Right. And so it was that sort of idea that made us say, well, we need these certifications, and we need to do them, and that we did not want them to be certifications like certifications that just said, oh, you get it because you paid us money. We needed to make them hard. We needed to make them mean something, and we needed to follow a process. So, you know, we needed to be able to say that we followed an ISO standard, and that we followed a particular methodology, and that we were not the ones doing the training, that we were the ones doing the certification, and our partners would do the training.
Okay. And so what does that process look like then for earning a certification? Training is available through partners, mm-hmm. and then you actually manage the certification that's in the form of a certification exam?
There are exams. The exams vary based on the five different exams. For instance, we do a certified brand manager, and that's given in a particular region of the world. Now, right now, we haven't rolled it out to the entire world, but we offer it in a particular region, and it's given in person, and it's a paper test. And that's how our original test started, all as paper tests, but this one is still a paper test, and it's done in a particular region. And then other tests, all the other tests are electronic tests, and they vary in their number of questions, the types of questions. We have everything from, you know, multiple choice, true, false, to essay questions, to long answer questions, scenario questions, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some real rigor placed into this to make sure that people actually understand the concepts you're testing for to earn that certification.
That's correct.
So let's back up to that certified product manager and mm-hmm. certified product marketing manager.
Right.
And, you know, any organization we walk into, they use different terms for these things. Mm-hmm. Like Microsoft uses the term program manager for their product managers, right? So companies are quirky that way. We tend to, you know, not name things standard sort of ways. But can you differentiate that for listeners that might be interested in? Many of the listeners are product managers and have an idea, you know, what that means about coming up with the idea for the concept for the product, helping with the concept testing, moving it through development, you know, and then into the life cycle once it's launched. And in some organizations, they just do one piece of that, right? And then can you contrast that for a certified product marketing manager?
Generally, a product marketing manager, and they know who they are because a lot of people want the product marketing manager title if they're a product manager, but they don't do the marketing piece. Mm-hmm. A lot of them think they do the marketing piece, but they don't. But a real product marketing manager knows who they are because they're the ones working in the outbound market. They're the ones working with the channels, the distribution. You know, they're the ones working with the sales and the departments and things like that. And so that's where we really focus. We really focus on those outbound programs, the distribution. So a lot of times people who are product managers don't really understand distribution. They don't know the importance of distribution, and they don't understand, and they will be as someone who is, you know, they've been managing products and they've been working with development, but they really haven't thought it through when it goes to the customer and how that whole channel process would work.
So is it fair to think about the product marketing manager as being primarily focused on pre-launch, launch, post-launch, and the full management of the product in the life cycle?
That's correct. That's exactly the way we divide it up. And for simplicity, we usually say it's, you know, the first four phases of the seven-phase life cycle are primarily the role of the product manager, mm-hmm. and the last three are the role of the product marketing manager.
Right. And clearly there's overlap depending on organization. Also just, you know, the need to understand what happened before so you can launch well, and product managers get involved throughout the cycle too.
Well, this is an area where you're involved with innovation. Our belief is that the product marketing manager is very involved in new products, mm-hmm. because they're the ones, I believe that's the fuzzy front end, right? Where they are in conversation with customers, and they are doing a lot of innovation at that point, you know, in terms of how they are innovating on the product. So, for instance, I use the example of, say, where you innovate like Netflix. You know, Netflix didn't create a new product. They just simply created a new distribution channel. And with their first distribution channel was something, you know, which would have made somebody go crazy if you wrote it down on paper, right? It's like, let's look for the slowest, most arcane distribution network and use that. and you know, the U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
But on paper that didn't look great, but as an innovation, it was fantastic. And that would have been like a classic product marketing role to say, how do we take this product that we have and change the distribution? And without involving anybody else, you're just changing the distribution network. So we think that product marketing can do innovation at that level too. Mm-hmm. And they're at the core of that innovation.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we have the certified product manager, certified product marketing manager, the two that you started with that you continue to build. And you address the certified brand manager. That brings us up to three. And another one you have is the agile certified product manager. How does that differ from this mix?
The agile certified product manager is a subset in that it is solely focused on the agile process of Scrum. So someone who is familiar with that, but it is putting them in the role of a product manager in an agile process.
Okay. So this takes the seven phase model of moving through conceive all the way to retire. And it puts it in the context of Scrum project management, I assume, you know, using Scrum techniques to do product management.
That's right. Well, that front end.
Yep.
That front end of Scrum. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think it's easy when, and this doesn't just happen in product management, but, you know, we see all these pretty diagrams laying out methodologies, and they often look linear because we need to think about them that way, right? You know, the concept is first conceived, and then we do our planning work around that and testing the concept, and we finally get to a point where we're developing. But in reality, there's a lot of iterations and many cycles that take place and work that's happening simultaneously. And Scrum gives us, I think, a really nice way of managing that inside a team, a small team dynamics, and be much more effective. So that brings us through four of your certifications. And then the fifth one, which happens to be my personal favorite, and that's because I helped to lead its creation, is the Certified Innovation Leader. So I actually know more about this one. Why did you want to bring in this thing called the Certified Innovation Leader into the mix of what AIPMM does?
Well, it had to do with that what I was talking about product marketing managers and product managers of where innovation happens and how it happens. And the idea that innovation is done only in one department of an organization bothered me. That the way people talked about the innovation groups, that's this isolated area, that ideas are grown in these isolated parts of companies. Back many years ago, I read stories about Steve Jobs going to Xerox PARC and looking at stuff that was in there and all these great ideas that were inside of Xerox PARC. And one of them was the Lisa that he came out with, which ultimately became the Macintosh. TrueType fonts, I think, were something that he saw in there. I think there was a few other things. I going by memory, I can't remember all the different kinds of things he saw in that innovation center. And what struck me about that was that, geez, isn't that nice that Xerox got absolutely no benefit from that whatsoever? You know, they spent all that money, and it didn't advance their organization one iota. The innovation happened because this guy walked in, saw what they were doing, and created and did it at another company. Mm-hmm. So my idea was that innovation happens at in all these different unique places, and it doesn't happen in just one single place. So the idea of bringing innovation into product management, into the concept of product managers having their credentials in innovation, as well as the product marketing managers having credentials in innovation, and having that innovation at every level really interested me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And the Certified Innovation Leader materials are basically organized into two pieces. The first piece is focused on kind of a survey of innovation techniques and methodologies and looking at what is common between those and giving people learning that information the opportunity to think about how you would customize that for your setting, your organization. And then the second piece is really around a new product development process and what does it mean to take an idea and move it through a structured process to result in a product that hopefully wins the hearts and minds of customers and actually delivers value that they find above other options they have and they buy your product.
Right. Well, I thought it was a great way for, I thought if product managers, product marketing managers, people who are responsible for getting ideas about products moving, felt empowered to be innovators as well, what power that would be. You know, if they had the tools, they understood the tools and knew how to bring that process in, that there might be innovation at every level. So, you know, things that would seem serendipitous wouldn't be so serendipitous, right? They'd be actually being nurtured. We talked about it and I started to get involved in your content. I got more and more excited about that idea, and I'm still very excited about it. I still think that the more people, you know, find out about the Innovation Leader Program and they actually take the material and really use the material, it becomes very, very apparent to me that they become really great innovators.
I know we've spent quite a bit of time talking about certification, and I don't want this to sound like a commercial for certification, but the point here for everyday innovators listening is that this is a valuable association. I found it valuable myself in my profession, and the certifications are where the concepts are embodied around, right? How you get that training. And just to reiterate the point you just made, Trace, the people that have gone through the training, they give me the most incredible feedback about how it has helped them and their organization. So it's not just fluff. I have the real world stories that people find this information valuable.
Absolutely. I think any kind of program that, and this one particularly, the way you laid it out, and this isn't a commercial, because there's a lot of valuable information that you provide for free. There is so much there to actually use that it does have incremental value to their everyday job. I know that. I believe that. And that's why we're strong proponents of it.
And that's the value that the association offers too, is helping people in their jobs. I always ask the people I interview for a innovation or success quote. And I'm curious what you brought and why that one has meaning to you.
Well, I'm a big fan of Jack Welch. I read everything he writes. I like his common sense style, and I like his candor. It's one of his very strong points. He always talks about candor. So my favorite quote by him is a simple one. It just says, "Change before you have to." It reminds me, you can't stay the same, mm-hmm. Because change is inevitable. And you might as well be the person pushing that change before the change happens to you. And I always liked the way he said that.
Yeah, it's a great point. We live, no matter what we're doing, the environment around us will change. And we might as well be the ones to embrace it. And especially the everyday innovators listening, they're typically the ones recognizing the trends before others and looking at what needs to get done. And we might as well change before you have to.
So, right.
Great quote. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
Sure.
And when it comes to the association, clearly I do want to leave people knowing that the ProdBoc, I regard that as a valuable publication, the Guide to Product Management, and something that should be on your bookshelf. So I do want to encourage people to check that out. Tell us how we can find out more about the association itself and the things that it offers.
Well, you can come to our website. It's always a great resource. It's www.aipmm.com. We have our article blog, and we have webinars. We have, you know, pretty frequent webinars.
How can listeners get on an email list to be notified about those webinars?
The easiest way is to go to our website, and right on the front page there is the link to get on our mailing list. or you can write to our administrator or support at AIPMM.com. They can put you on the mailing list as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be useful. I have had the pleasure of being on a couple of those with you as a guest, and I listen to as many as I can. They're typically on Friday mornings Pacific time, right?
We like to have them on Fridays. It seems like a Friday, 9 o'clock Pacific, noon Eastern is a good time.
Well, an awful lot has happened since 1998 when you got together with some other people and kind of hacked this out and formulated AIPMM. And I'm sure glad you have, and that you've the group has kept it going, and that you're providing valuable resources for product managers and our community. And I appreciate you telling us more about it. Everyday Innovators, thank you so much for listening. Please tell your colleagues about this podcast so we can continue improving the profession of product management. Also, you will find the show notes and details of the discussion at theeverydayinnovator.com/035. Thanks also to productinnovationeducators.com, your one source for online product management and innovation training.
Thank you for listening to Product Innovation Training Your Customers Will Love You For. To learn more, please check out the blog at theeverydayinnovator.com. Keep innovating.